MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, April 3, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with a look at today's headlines. General Electric completes a business restructuring plan. A single car rollover accident in Peabody. And local updates coming from Rockport, Gloucester, Danvers, and Swampscott.
I'm Bill Newell, and a bit later in sports, we'll hear about the Boys Basketball Player of the Year, and the Salem News names their student-athlete nominees. Rick?
All right, thanks, Bill. Rain, wind, low 40s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 7:26 p.m. General Electric has completed its planned corporate breakup into three separate companies. Stuart Foster reports in today's Daily Item that the plan first announced 3 years ago has been finalized. The three new companies are GE Aerospace, GE Healthcare, and GE Vernova. GE Vernova deals with renewable energy solutions. Back in the mid-1980s, there were 13,000 employees at the Lynn GE plant. There was a single-car rollover accident in Peabody yesterday. The Daily Item reports that a BMW flipped over behind the North Shore Mall along Essex Center Drive. All airbags were deployed in the vehicle, and the driver was treated at the scene but refused additional medical services. A utility pole was split and taken down as a result of the accident. The man who allegedly shot a woman and then barricaded himself inside a Danvers trailer at court in February pleaded not guilty this week in Salem Superior Court. Caroline Enos reports in today's Salem News that 62-year-old Joseph Hurley appeared in court via a video conference from the Middleton jail, where he has been placed without bail stemming from the February 5 incident. The Rockport Town Meeting will be held this Saturday at the high school beginning at 8:30 a.m. Reporter Stephen Hagen writes in today's Gloucester Times that there are 30 articles on the agenda for the annual town meeting. One of the votes to be taken on Saturday deals with appropriating funds for repairs on the seawall and concrete stairs at Long Beach. In Gloucester, trees have been removed from in front of the historic 1806 Gloucester Meeting House, the home of the Gloucester Unitarian Universalist Church. Ethan Foreman reports in the Gloucester Times that this marks the start of the renovation of the Meeting House Green, a project that has been in the planning phase for several years. The trees removed were invasive Norway maple trees. And a Swampscott School Committee heard from Max Casper, the town's director of facilities, with details on planned capital projects for the schools. The projects include HVAC work, high school sprinkler repairs, middle school security and parking lot upgrades. And there are also planned technology improvements for the middle school and the high school.
Interactive whiteboards and school network upgrades. The school network upgrades are the E-rate half grant funded projects that are on here almost every year for tech and network upgrades, and interactive whiteboards is a project that the Tiny and her team have been continuing to roll out and invest in across the district. So these are the projects we have on the plan, hoping to secure funding at town meeting for FY25.
Casper adds that another major capital project in Swampscott is the Clark School renovation. The Clark School will be closing for students at the end of the year, and there are plans to repurpose the building.
Over the summer, we're going to be using Clark for some minimal storage during the move, and the rec department will be utilizing it over the summer, some parts of the first floor. The district's plan for a while now has been to utilize Clark eventually for administration offices, including the superintendent's office, the business office, and student services, along with the home of the preschool, which is currently also located at the middle school. Town Meeting did fund the preliminary design for the Clark renovation. So this is already appropriated funding, and we are working towards an RFP to advance that design. But today, the Clark renovation project is currently sitting on the town's capital plan for funding in FY27. So it's an active conversation about the timing of the project and the timing of potential occupancy of the building. It's something that has been shifting a bit as the project has shifted a couple times over the years. We don't really want to see this building sit. We all know that empty buildings are not good, and they deteriorate quickly. So, you know, we will be on top of that, but there's active considerations of maybe trying to get some of the users into the space sooner and potentially significantly sooner to kind of keep the building utilized and at the same time free up space at the middle school.
That's Swampscott Director of Facilities, Max Casper. Sports Next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Bruins beat the Predators in Nashville 3-0 last night. The Bruins play at the Hurricanes tomorrow night. The Celtics were off last night. They'll host the Thunder tonight at the Garden. The Red Sox beat the Athletics again last night, 5-4 the final score there. The two teams will play again this afternoon, first pitch at about 3:35 this afternoon. High school baseball yesterday, Beverly and Gloucester were tied at the end of seven innings. They played two more innings, and they were still tied, and then the game was called due to darkness. So the game will resume later at a date to be determined, with the game tied at 6. Peabody was a 12-6 winner over Winthrop yesterday at high school baseball. The Salem News features their boys basketball all-stars today in the paper. The Salem News Player of the Year is Peabody's Anthony Forte. He'll be heading to Endicott College this fall to play basketball with the Gulls, a team coached by Peabody native Kevin Betancourt. This is Anthony Forte.
So that was honestly not a hard decision for me at all. I've always loved Endicott. The campus is really nice. And, of course, the head coach for Endicott is the leading scorer of PBI history, like, ever. So I know Kevin, and I've already hung out with the guys a few times. It's a nice group of guys, and I can't wait to get going there. It's going to be fun.
Peabody High's Anthony Forte. The Salem News will be honoring their 2024 student-athlete nominees tonight. This is a very prestigious recognition from schools from around the Salem News coverage area. This is Executive Sports Editor Phil Stacey with the names of those nominated to be honored.
We have Matt Terrio of Pingree. People probably remember him as Tank, the football standout. Another football guy, Shane Field of Salem, helped lead Salem to the Super Bowl. You got Finn O'Hara, the great Manchester Essex runner, great three-sport athlete at Masconomen, Ellie Green. Of course, another fantastic three-sport athlete, Brown University-bound pitcher, Abby Betancourt of Peabody. Yet another three-sport superstar athlete out of Rockport, Sidney Bushi. Luke Connolly, yet another three-sport standout athlete, football, lacrosse, and wrestling. Armani Booth, big hockey and lacrosse all-star defenseman at Essex Tech. Another three-sport star from Gloucester, Ella Costa. Like I said, we welcome Ella and Sidney in as their first-time nominees for their schools. Bobby Serino, fantastic athlete from Danvers. She's a terrific field hockey player and such. You have six-time state champion Jake Vanna from St. John's Prep Soccer, Hockey, and Lacrosse joining us. Who else am I forgetting here? Stuart Bernard of Hamilton Wenham. She just finished up an outstanding ski season for the Generals, among the other athletic pursuits that she does. Amelia Morad of Ipswich, another really, really strong candidate with excellent grades. Riley Schmidt of Marblehead. Jenna Schweitzer of Beverly. Who else am I forgetting here? Victoria Quagrello of Swampscott, just coming off of a good basketball season. And who am I forgetting? I know I'm forgetting one. Salem Academy, Azriel Taguion is their candidate. So I think most of those names are probably pretty familiar to people who listen to the podcast or read the newspaper, follow the games. We know most of them personally. Those we don't, we're looking forward to meeting. And, you know, I feel as though picking a winner is always difficult, but almost every time I feel like we get it right. There's not too many times I feel like, oh, I'm not sure we picked the right one or whatnot. I think we almost always pick the one person who just nails it in the interview and has all the other superlatives that could get the job done. And it's fun. You know, it's great to see. We know them as athletes, but to see them in a way that's outside the athletic arena and see how their brains work and how they answer questions on the fly and just what, you know, we're asking them questions that we probably wouldn't be asking after a game. So it's interesting to see another side of them as people and future leaders in many cases. So it's a fun, it's a busy time, but it's a fun night for us.
Salem News executive sports editor Phil Stacey speaking on this week's Sports Writers Podcast. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell, hoping you have a great Wednesday. Stay dry. This is MSONewsSports.com.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.